This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Real Talk. With the time now 2 minutes from 25 past 7, we welcome you to the conversation this evening. And like we said before we had our Maghrib break, we will be speaking to Mr. Anwar Arinsa from the Hood Kitchen, who will be giving us a range of his opinion from food to social media to the crime that we see in the Mitchells Plain area. So we say to him, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, and shukran so much for joining us this evening, Anwar.
Only my pleasure. Good evening to all the listeners and to you guys in studio.
Shukran so much. So I think firstly, you know, right off the bat, give us a bit of background as to who exactly we are speaking to. You know, who is Anwar? What is he passionate about? And who is he representing tonight?
Well, I am passionate about food. That is real evident to see on my personal and my personal profile and my business profiles on social media. I'm also extremely passionate about football and sports, especially in development of sports in our communities here in Mitchells Plain. A background of myself, I matriculated in 2013 by Spine Road High School. Thereafter, I took up a short course by ETA, that is Exercise and Training Academy, that's in Claremont. I'd done a short course on coaching science. And then I just randomly went into the big world, working in a couple of call centers, and then thereafter working my way up to a business department by Capita, the call center in town CBD. Mm-hmm. And then me and my wife started the Wood Kitchen, and thereafter, and that was in 2018.
Awesome. Absolutely, yes. And I think, you know, you spoke about your life journey, but where did that passion for food come from? You know, where did that spark start?
Yeah, to be honest with you guys, that's ever since I can't even remember. That's ever since I've been young, because my mother even told me whenever there was a career day, and this is obviously something I would also remember, whenever there was a career day on primary school, I would always dress up as a soccer player firstly, or a chef. And I haven't studied yet. I'm still definitely going to do it, and this is now for professional cookery. But I am someone that you can basically put in front of a fridge, and I would look at the ingredients and come up with something very unique and special. And I think I just have that the nick, you know, for cooking in me.
Ayo. Awesome. Yeah. Anwar, it's Tahira here. I would like to know by you where this inspiration behind the Hood Kitchen came from, and what is it exactly is on the menu? Where did the name come from? Let's start there.
So, there was a night where I was still working Monday, Friday jobs in town, and my wife, she was also still working. And we were just sitting down, and we were thinking of creating a page, and the page was basically to give local brands, local artists more exposure back then. And I started doing motivational videos. The motivational videos back then didn't really do that well, because I was extremely nervous. But the inspiration started there, and there was just one night where me and my wife, we came together, and we were looking at names for the page on Facebook, and we were like, you know, well, there's a lot of kitchen names out there, and I think we're also going to, let me just backtrack. So while I was also doing the motivational videos and working at Capita, we were looking at doing fine dining events where we will have 12 people come over and then sit down and then giving them a 3-course meal. With that, they would then have live entertainment, games and challenges in between. We had 2 or 3 of that events. It kicked off really well, and then we obviously decided to have a bigger event by Spine Road High. And just before we had that event, we actually sat down and we were like, you know, what can the name be for this brand? And we just randomly came up with the Wood Kitchen Mitchell's Plain because we're from Mitchell's Plain and something to do with food. So that's where the wood part comes from because we, you know, we're in the wood and we're in the heart of Rockland. So, yeah, that's where the inspiration of the name, the Wood Kitchen, came from. And the process from the menu, from the concept to reality, is inspired with gourmet food. You know, there's a lot of takeaways out there that are doing really good with the old type of, you know, cuisine, which is your gasties, your steak sandwiches and your fish and chips. But we thought to ourselves, we want to be a bit different and bring a more gourmet-ish type of cuisine to a takeaway menu. And that's where the gourmet food, you know, comes from and is inspired by. So we thought to ourselves, we want to take one specific dish and make it go through an entire process in the kitchen until it eats the takeaway bucket of, you know, the customer. And that's where the inspiration of the, you know, the gourmet foods comes from.
Just explain to us what's on the menu. What can we find? What is gourmet-ish that the Hood Kitchen is serving?
So, let's see. We got the T-bone and friends, right? So it's a 160-gram T-bone steak, and it's a portion of fries with our famous cheese sauce over it, and then it has a garlic roll as well in it, and that is about 110 rand. But the process of actually making it is not just throwing the steak on the grill and then putting it in the FOMO. The steak actually goes through a process, so we would obviously pre-spice it, and then it goes into a pan first in the kitchen. In the pan, we would then obviously have our butter and our garlic just to enhance the flavor of the steak with some rosemary and thyme. Mm. And then once that is done, that pan fries for about, you know, 4 to 6 minutes. We let the steak then rest so it can then soak up all that flavor. And then it goes onto the grill, and it obviously grills off flame grill to perfection with our famous barbecue basting. So that's the process the steak goes through. And then our cheese sauce is actually very unique. It's a combination of two cheeses, and then it's a couple of sauces that I cannot disclose because it's a secret formula. But the customers are absolutely loving it, you know. So even the cheese sauce goes through a process. We don't just buy the cheese sauce anyway. We make it from scratch, you know, from it being a bechamel, a white sauce, to us actually adding the cheese and the other spices and sauces. And then even the garlic roll will get toasted. After that, it comes off the toaster. We will then butter it with garlic and butter. And then it goes onto the grill. And it comes off with a very, I would say, barbecue-y flavor and also garlic, you know. So that's gourmet food to me. It goes through an entire process until it actually hits your takeaway bucket.
Very, my very mouth cool. Is watering, Anwar.
Not going to lie. That sounds very lekker. But, you know, you said you're from Mitchell's Plain. And people, when they hear Mitchell's Plain, they often have mixed emotions. Some complain about the crime and all the bad things. But then there are also others who emphasize a lot of talent hidden in the depths of the country that is the Plain. So talk to us about why and how you should be pursuing success.
Why and how? So why? It's very important to obviously, we have so many people that we grew up in front of that either turn to, like for me, for instance, like I grew up with 12 friends, all boys, and it's very sad to say that three of them, you know, they are no longer with us because of gangsterism. There's still two that's now gangsters, and then the other half of us, you know, we decided to go the other way. So I think that's why it's important, is because there's so many people that came before us that went the wrong way. We need to change the narrative. you know, and how I think the youth should go about it, in my personal opinion, is we should get out of Mitchell's Plain more, you know, because there's way more to life. The world is such a big place. I know it's still, you know, locked down and in certain countries we can't travel yet. But I think exploring more and getting involved with different people, different cultures, different ages, people that's maybe on a higher level than yourself, you know, would then equip you to grow yourself and challenge yourself, and then obviously to better your situation. And that's what I would always tell my friends, you know, we're very competitive with each other, and we're always trying to outdo each other, but not in an unhealthy way, in a healthy way where, you know, you're doing good, so now I need to do better, but we're going to do it together, you know. So how you also need to have a supportive structure, like don't get involved with the wrong people. And it's sad to also see that every single day I drive a lot because of the business that I have. And whenever I drive through our neighborhood, the same group of children are sitting on the corners, you know, every single day. And I would always go to the same shop, just to make sure that they are there, and then I'll, you know, throw my 2 cents in. How was your day today, guys? You know, did you actually do something? You know, maybe it's far-fetched, but maybe saying something would, you know, change their ways, and maybe they would then end up doing something different than just sitting on the corners. Mm. You know, but that's also how. So a very good supportive structure, and getting out of the space that we are in, because sometimes the environment that we are in can affect us, you know, a lot in what we are doing and how we are actually going to grow as individuals.
Mm-hmm. I know we are running out of time, but I think, you know, just tell us more about how social media has benefited your business, The Hood Kitchen.
Massively. So there's this thing we call a Bison Towers, our challenge burger. And one of the videos is on 220,000 views. Ooh. And that Bison Tower challenge has actually brought us in so many customers, to be honest with you guys. And my banter with football also, me being a Chelsea supporter, it just goes back and forth, and that also brings in customers, you know. So social media, it's a very, very good thing to have for a business, and the more you work on it, the more customers you will most definitely, you know, obtain in the future or
awesome.
In the present.
We are unfortunately running out of time, but I do want to ask you, you know, we also saw you posted about witnessing an attempted abduction. How do we maintain the momentum of social media trends, given that you hashtag Save Our Children, which kind of faded out after a while?
True. I think the social media influencers should just use their platforms and, you know, have at least every second we could talk about it, because most of us in Mitchell's Plain that has big platforms, we would rather stick to our content than actually talking about the issues that we have in our community, you know, straight on. So every second week, have a talk about it, hashtag it, so because it eventually will die out, because that's just life, that's just our life work. You know, but if the social media influencers can come together and, you know, have a talk, then I think it would definitely benefit the hashtag Save Our Children.
Absolutely. Anwar Arun, sir, from The Hood Kitchen, shukran so much for joining us this evening, and we pray that Allah grants you all the best, inshallah.
Wait, before you go, we also want you to tell us, if people want to find out more about the Hood Kitchen, how can they go about doing so?
So Instagram, Facebook, or even YouTube, they can just search The Hood Kitchen Mitchell's Plain, and that's Hood with an H. And then, of course, our WhatsApp is where we are most active, from a Wednesday to a Saturday. That is 084-381-2511. Basically they can just search The Hood Kitchen Mitchell's Plain. We are trending currently on Facebook, so that's where they can find us and all of our content and videos.
Great stuff. Just give us that WhatsApp number one more time.
That's 084-381-2511.
2511. 084-381-2511. Co-founder of the Hood Kitchen, all the way out in Mitchell Spring, Mr. Anwar Ardenter, like my colleague so beautifully said, may Allah bless and guide and protect you and your business, and all the success for you, inshallah.
Shukran so much, ladies, and all the best with the show and future endeavors from our side as well, eh?
Ameen, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. And with that, let's head out for a quick break, inshallah. And when we get back, it is time to check your tech.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.